Blog Talk Radio.
Continue to stand up, and that is a message in itself, to stand up for what's right and what we know that is the right thing to do. Stand up. The gift. We all have a gift. And as a prelude to what our topic is today, we want you to stay tuned and listen to the gift. Okay, we are having some technical difficulties. We must praise J. Moss.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and that means it is Saturday, and it is the 1 p.m. Hour on the East Coast. And we thank God for this, another opportunity to share with all of you, our listeners around the world, the North, the South, the East, or West. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you. And so, as the song suggests, we must praise, and we are here to give God glory, honor, and praise. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And certainly we want to shout all of our listeners: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Michigan, California, Florida, Canada, Jamaica, Italy, Spain, Portugal,
Japan, Australia, South Africa, Ghana, England, Angola, China. We thank God for all of you that are listening around the world, and we pray that something is said to encourage you on today. We thank God for the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Cox family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Allen family, the Wiggins family. We thank God for all of you. We want to also shout out our sponsors, Third Lounge, Abyssinia, MPT Enterprise, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Thank God for you, for you, and for you. We serve a mighty, awesome God, and we thank you for sharing with us. We want you to know that all our shows are archived. Certainly, you can listen to us anytime, day or night. We are syndicated on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. So reach out to us there. For those of you that are familiar with social media, we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. So all you have to do is look for Global Gospel. If you connect with us through our Tumblr page, our Facebook page, or our Twitter page, there is a direct link, an embedded image to our show each and every week. And certainly send us a friend request. We will be happy to share with you. If you'd like to reach out through us through postal service, we are at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where our zip code is 11550. If you would like to email us, you can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. globalgospel17@gmail.com. Again, we thank you for sharing with all of us here today around the world. For those of you that perhaps have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so we came today with the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. And so what does that say to you, you, and you? That means today that the power of God is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to your spirit, your soul, your mind, and your body. It will change your financial status. It will change your social status. Why? Because the gospel meets you on every level possible. And so we want you to be open today to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know that the gospel is holistic, and God wants us to be holistic people. He wants us to prosper. He said, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. That is more comprehensive, if there is such a word, of the gospel. And so God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be great in the marketplace, in the business place, in your home, in your family, in your community. And so we open this platform to everyone to share what God has given them. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in a few minutes. This next selection, sometimes, you know, today we started out with a little technical difficulty, but that's life. And certainly we have to navigate through all of life's challenges. So Yolanda Adams says this, never give up. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. You can call us in, call later, and tell your family, friends, and neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Again, Yolanda Adams, never give up. Stay tuned and be blessed. We will be back with our special guest for this afternoon.
Decision that can change the sample your idea. It won't make sense to everybody. You need courage now if you're gonna persevere.
Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest is here in studio. Hello, special guest.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
A little nervous, but I'm okay. I'm good. You know, good. Too blessed to be stressed, right?
Too blessed to be stressed. All right, that's good. It's just a blessing just to be here on today. Amen.
Amen. I agree.
So, for those that didn't catch that voice, tell our listeners who you are today.
So my name is Patrice Forbes, and I am the CEO and owner of Honor Thy Sweet LLC.
All right. Well, we thank you, Patrice Forbes, for sharing with us today, CEO of Honor Thy Sweet. And certainly that is an interesting combination of words. And so we are going to find out a little more about what Honor Thy Sweets is. How about you tell us where you're from?
So I am born and raised in Harlem, New York.
Uptown.
But I have a Caribbean background. Like, my parents are from different islands and things like that. So, but, you know, always here in Harlem. So, you know, I have to represent as well.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us from Harlem, from all the way uptown. And certainly we know that Harlem has a rich cultural history, and so many good things and good people have come from Harlem. And certainly we know that the scene is changing a little bit, but we still remain true to our roots. So, so you're from Harlem, you're from here in the Big Apple, and Honor Thy Sweets. I know our listeners want to know what Honor Thy Sweets is. So tell us, what is Honor Thy Sweets?
Okay, so Honor Thy Sweets is a cupcake company that we mainly focus on traditional, original, and vegan flavors. So everything is made from scratch. You know, we use high-quality ingredients and, of course, made with lots of love. And, yeah, it's been going 4 years strong.
Awesome. So now, is this something that you have been doing all your life? Have you discovered a new gift, a new call? How did this come about?
I mean, I come from a family of cooks and bakers. My dad is a chef. So he went to culinary school. My aunt went to culinary and pastry school, I believe. So I've always liked to bake. I cook too, but it was something about baking since I was a kid. I've always enjoyed. I think it's just the process of just like mixing like a couple of nothings and then you create something. I think probably was something that intrigued me, and I feel like you can be so creative with baking, you know, so it also makes it fun.
Okay, cool. So we come from a family of cooks and chefs and bakers, so I'm sure you kind of didn't have too much trouble finding out what your call in life was, or is this something you knew that you wanted to do, or did you take a few other career paths at first?
Honestly, I never thought of myself as a business owner, which is kind of crazy, right? I struggled a little bit, you know, in college because I felt like I was wasting my time because I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, and then sometimes when you look for something like so much, you forget what's right in front of you. And then one day it just clicked and it was just like, why don't I just do business? You know, like I've always had that in me since I was a kid. You know, I would tell people that, you know, I'll be the one trying to like sell like things to like my family, or I was that kid that was like selling candy to, you know, my elementary school friends, you know, always just trying to just, you know, do something fun. But no, it's just honestly, I always like to tell people that, you know, it was divinely inspired because, you know, it literally just like one day I was going to class, you know, in college, and then all of a sudden it was just like, you know, open up a bakery. And then I was just like, huh? Where did that come from? You know what I mean? So, and then I was like, okay, so who am I going to do it? So I actually started this with my best friend. So that's where the name came up, because we did a play on words. So you know, it comes from the honor thy mother, honor thy father type of concept. So that's where the Honor Thy Sweets came about, because people like dessert. You know what I mean? There's like very few people who really don't, but I mean, you know, who doesn't like cupcakes? Who doesn't like ice cream? Or, you know, they want to have something sweet, you know, especially after dinner or something like that. So, you know, I know people that would go to a wedding just to have a cake. So, you know, for some people, it's serious business. You know what I mean? So, you know, I always was a sweet person. But for me, I never really was a fan of, like, store-bought goods because it tastes, like, fake. You know, it's cheap for a reason.
Cardboard?
So that's when, you know, I love. Huh?
Cardboard? Tastes like cardboard?
Like yeah, cardboard with some frosting, right? But the frosting doesn't even move, you know? So it's like, what is that? You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's why, you know, I always tell people, if you're going to have something, you know, something sweet, at least let it be made from ingredients you can pronounce. Because the stuff that's in, like, the store-bought is not good. You know, there's no reason why, you know, a cupcake should have 20 ingredients. that's a red flag right there. You know, so, and then if you research, that's a whole new conversation, but it's not good. It definitely isn't good, but, you know, you definitely learn a lot, you know, having a business, and it teaches you a lot, you know, it teaches you patience, it teaches you just to also believe in yourself, because they're going, no matter how successful, there are going to be times where, you know, you're like, why am I doing this? Should I really do this? Should I continue to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You got to just keep going, you know?
That's true. So 4 years ago, you stepped out on faith, and you said a play on words, honor thy sweets. And I would have never got honor thy mother and father from honor thy sweets. And so that is an interesting play on words. Is there another story behind that that you can tell or no?
No, I mean that's really where it came from, because, you know, it just wanted to just emphasize, like, you know, how serious people are about their, you know, their dessert and stuff like that. So,
awesome. So, so many people, and, you know, that is kind of the weakness of many people is, you know, the desserts, because they kind of just pull you in, even when it's not dessert time. So 4 years ago, you started this journey with your friend to honor thy sweets. And now, was that a difficult that was a launch to do something on your own? Sometimes that's, people look at you like, are you serious? Did you get any kickback or resistance from people when you told them what you were doing?
Not so much. You know, I am thankful to have, you know, a pretty supportive, you know, friends and family. But, you know, you are going to run into people like, you're serious. Like, yeah, I'm serious. I'm not, it's not a joke. You know what I mean? So, but honestly, very few. But I think people probably seen it more as something to do on the side versus like, okay, so she's really serious about this now. Like, you're trying to build something from it. But, no, but you do learn, you know, sometimes the people that you think will support does not. And the one that you think is not going to support does. So it's very interesting. You know, I tell people that if you want to know who your real friends are, just start a business. All you have to do. And you'll see.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's true. And certainly that is that is one of the lessons that we learn in life, who our friends are and who they aren't, as we navigate through different situations and endeavors in life. There's those people that stick by us, and then those that drop out, there's those that criticize. But we just have to, you know, persevere through it all, you know, and know that we have to fulfill, you know, our dreams, our calls, our talents, our visions for life, and become a productive member of society. So I know our listeners want to know in detail about Honor Thy Sweets. So what is on the menu?
Oh, man. So, of course, you know, over the last 4 years, it definitely has grown. You know, I started with, like, at first it was about maybe, like, 6 or 7 flavors, but I would say now I probably could have over 20. You know, we have some traditional ones like Red Velvet, which is a bestseller, Carrot Cake, which is also another bestseller. And we have some original flavors. So I actually do, well, not originally per se, but one of them I do is that's popular among men are the peanut butter and jelly cupcakes, which I thought is pretty interesting. And there's another one called Hazelnut Express. So that's a coffee-flavored cupcake, and it has a Nutella filling and a cookies and cream buttercream. So that's one of the original ones. And, of course, the vegan ones we have. I have a vegan apple cinnamon and a vegan pear and ginger cupcake. The apple cinnamon actually won People's Choice, because I did, like, a little cupcake wars a couple years back. So that's also
Cupcake wars isn't little.
No. I mean, I say on a smaller scale, because I went to a function that a friend of mine invited me. She's also a business owner. So it was like an impromptu Cupcake, so me and two other contestants, and then they end up choosing the vegan apple cinnamon. So I was able to get like a, you know, a nice little trophy and everything like that, which is pretty good. You know, that was I never really done something like that on that scale, but it was nice that they enjoyed it. You know, and the feedback I got was good too.
That's cool. So how did you go about picking which item that you wanted to enter into this cupcake war? Was that your most popular item?
No, I mean, it's one of them, but I figure, you know, anybody can, you know, have tried a red velvet or they tried vanilla or chocolate, but I wanted to also break down the stigma for vegan cupcakes, because some people, when they hear vegan, they're going to think it doesn't taste good, it's probably dry, you know, like something about the word vegan makes people be on alert. And I noticed that throughout the years, and I'd be like, oh, try it. You know, and they'd be like, oh, no, it's vegan. Oh, no, give me everything. I want all the fats. I want all the sugar. And it's like, it's still in there. It's just it's a healthier alternative of it. So, you know, and then they'll try it. They'd be like, this is not vegan. And I'm like, yeah, it is. I promise you it is. And they're like, wow, you know, it's pretty good. So I actually have had people who are not vegan order the vegan cupcake versus those who are vegan. So it's interesting once they try it. And I'm like, okay, this is good. So, you know, it's interesting how, you know, people have their perceptions about something just from hearing one word.
Cool. So for those that are listening in and they are ready for dessert now, whether it be vegan, there's something here for everybody. So if it's or if it's traditional or if it's a new fusion flavor, how can we go about purchasing these items?
Well, anyone can, you know, call me on my business number. So that's 315-600-8513. You can also check me out on Facebook as my business page is Honor Thy Sweets, LLC. You can also check me out on Instagram at Honor Thy Sweets. Most of the time people will, like, text me or they'll go through Instagram or Facebook, but I also have a website, which is www.honorthysweets.com. And, you know, there's always ways, you know, if I don't pick up, I'll definitely call back, or, you know, you can send me a direct message on Facebook or Instagram, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Awesome. All right, so we are going to take a little break, and certainly we're going to come back. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, and we're going to talk a little more with Patrice Forbes of Honor Thy Sweets, and she's going to come back and give us some pointers about being an entrepreneur. She's going to give some shout-outs as well. So we want you to stay tuned. Once again, our number in studio is 619-924-0800 if you want to call up and share with us. Stay tuned.
The enemy tried to take me out. Hey. Killing witches about to knock me down.
Hey, come on.
I'm defending after all I've been through.
But you're the only one that brings me love.
I made it. We are back, Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest today is Patrice Forbes of Honor Thy Sweets. And certainly we are in Harlem, uptown is New York City, with our special guest on today. So tell us, along with you being an awesome baker, you are an entrepreneur, and there's some other things that you do as well. Tell us about that.
So I feel like I do a lot sometimes, but, you know, sometimes you don't plan on doing something, but then you end up going in that direction. So, you know, of course, you know, we're also dealing with the whole pandemic situation and things like that. So, you know, a lot of small business owners had to take a step back. And so what I ended up creating was a small business Facebook group, because I'm the type of person that needs to keep busy, you know, because then if not, then my mind is going to go, you know, elsewhere and things like that. But, you know, to help stay focused, I figured, okay, I'm not the only one that must be dealing with this. So I actually created a Facebook group and have been doing virtual events, you know, so small business owners can promote their business and things like that, because I've also done that before the pandemic. So, you know, I guess you could say I'm also an event planner for small businesses, because, you know, I mean, I've always, like you said, it's a way to be creative, it's a way to get people involved, and, you know, it's also about supporting one another, you know, at the end of the day, because, you know, once you have your networking, you can also increase your networks. You know, people do business with people that know you, you know, versus, you know, you have people that would try you out. But, you know, once you have that relationship, they can remember you. Okay, I know this person does, you know, cupcakes. I know this person, you know, does hair. So then, you know, you have a higher chance of increasing, you know, repeat business and stuff like that. And, you know, of course, nothing wrong with supporting our own, you know, black and brown community as well. You know, that can also be a struggle sometimes, but, you know, we have to come together no matter what and just continue to grow. So, you know, it's been a journey, I tell you.
Well said. I like that. You said once you increase your network, you can increase your net worth. Network. And so that's pretty good. I'm going to make note of that, and I'll use that later. Thank you very much. So,
no problem.
So you do event planning as well, and you have a, yeah. Continue. Tell us about your page that you were just telling us about pertaining to events.
Yeah, so
how
I
can
a,
we reach out to you?
So you can so it's a private group. So the goal is, of course, is to grow it into a small business directory. So that way, you know, people can come to the group. You know, of course, they can, you know, shop the vendors when you do a presentation or if you have a virtual event. You know, and that could be the go-to place. You know, of course, we know Amazon, Walmart, Target. You know, they got enough money. So how about we put money back in, you know, and circulate the dollars into a small business owner, because a lot of people that are in it, are in the group, that's their main source of income. So, you know, two orders can make a difference between, you know, struggling for food or, you know, feeding their family for a week. So, you know, I just, you know, like to help people out and give back. And, you know, I mean, I've always, like, tried to help people because, you know, I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. I mean, why not? It doesn't take a lot, you know, right. To be kind and just to help out. So if anybody wants to be a part of it, they can send me a friend request on Facebook. You know, if they type in Honor Thy Sweets, it'll come up, and then I can invite you to the group. But the more, the merrier.
Yes, indeed. And you mentioned some, yes, we do want to support our minority-owned businesses, as not to say that we have anything against other businesses, but we are known to be consumers, and it has been said that our dollar does not circulate in our community. It actually leaves our community. That's a whole other story in itself, but certainly we want to make sure that we keep our money circulating within our network and within our community. You mentioned another thing. So you've had to do business a little differently this year due to pandemic and things like that. So I would just like to ask you, has your faith been challenged in all of this? And how did you navigate through that?
You know, one thing I definitely say that plays a good part, because, you know, even just starting out, you know, you say you have to have faith, you have to have confidence. You know, I feel like God doesn't give you what you can't handle, but the faith plays a big part, because even in the beginning, you know, I've went through, you know, you have people that support, but then, of course, it's going to fluctuate. You know, it's going to go from a lot and it gets quiet, you know. So, you know, again, I mentioned the self-doubt. You know, it's like, nobody remembers me. They forgot me. The phone's not ringing. You know what I mean? So you go and it's like, right, can I really do this for, you know, X amount of years? You know, is this really going to work? But yeah, you know, especially during the pandemic, it definitely has been very challenging. You know, I've known a couple people that like, end up getting sick. So, you know, thankfully they, you know, recovered and things like that. And it played a huge role. Because my mom actually had got sick because she works at the hospital. So just, you know, having that faith and just, you know, praying like, okay, you know, like, you know, God always has our back. You know, he always is always there for us and things like that. So I know I'm kind of going a little bit all over the place, but you have to have faith. You know, for me, God is always good, you know, all the time, no matter what the issue or the struggles. You know, I know that it's for a reason. You know, sometimes not always a setback, but, you know, a set up for something better. And, yeah, so that's always been a strong point. And even if, you know, in personal life, you know, I had you know, a little stressed out moment, you know, dealt with a little bit of depression and things for a variety of reasons. But I will strongly say that my faith is what, you know, pulled me back from that dark place.
Awesome. And so, yes, we do encourage those of you out there to, you know, just keep the faith. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, on
right.
the way, the road to the sweet things in life, there are some bitter areas around there. Would you agree?
I have a couple stories.
All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you do. I mean, listen, life happens, right?
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, it does. You know, and one story I could tell you, especially with baking, what I call the backstage passes. So people see the end result, but they don't see what happens when, you know, you mess up on a measurement and then realize your cupcakes sink. You know what I mean? Or if you mix a certain flavor of cupcakes too much, it becomes dense. So then you realize not every order could be doubled. You know, all of that, I definitely learned a lot of lessons. You know, I found out that, you know, one of the vegan recipes I have cannot be doubled. You know, and, you know, coming down to the wire, you know, I had to, you know, you can't take shortcuts all the time. So that's one of the reasons how I found out, because I had to order, and it was late. It was probably after midnight, and then I said, okay, let me try and double this so I can get out, you know, as much as I can so I can fulfill this order. And then I found out that doesn't work. So those are one of the cupcakes that sunk, so I had to start from scratch and then finish it. But, you know, of course you get the, you know, the job done. And, but, I mean, it's definitely a little stressful. You know, sometimes people think that I have cupcakes laying around, which I don't, because everything is made to order. So I'll get last-minute people at 9, 10 o'clock at night asking for, you know, a dozen cupcakes for the morning. But for me, that doesn't work that way, because I always ask people to order in advance, because I can't shortchange one order to squeeze you in because you ordered last minute.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely give time, because I'm also doing other things. So I would say order at least 3 business days in advance, you know, minimum. Larger orders, of course, would take, you know, at least like a week or two in advance. So that way I could plan accordingly. But, you know, like I said, you learn, you know, you grow. And I never thought I would be in this place, but, you know, I'm here. So, you know, whatever,
thank God.
You know, comes my way, I'm going to handle it. Thank God.
Thank God you're
thank
here
God,
and
for sure.
You're on your way to wherever God has for you to be. I have a caller here. Our number in studio is 619-924-0806.
619-924-0800. You have about 10 minutes to give us a shout-out. Caller, how are you? Hello?
Good afternoon, Reverend Townsend. This is Marlon calling in the Chelsea South. The Southeast Street Fork out. And to let the listeners know that if you have not yet tried Honor Thy Seat, you have not yet lived.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. For sure.
Would you like to, before we run out of time, would you like to shout mm-hmm. out anyone on today and tell us maybe some of the people that are behind the scenes or some people that are have encouraged you mm-hmm. along the way or some families, some friends?
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely like to shout out, you know, my family. Oh, man, my cousins, my sister, you know, shout out my best friend, you know, my godsons and everybody that had definitely, you know, encouraged me to, you know, keep pushing and, you know, supported in some shape, way, or form, you know, sat with me at events, you know, came to visit me at events. And, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I'll take all the love that I can get. and people who were, you know, thinking about it, ordering, you know, just even keeping my, you know, my name, my business name in mind, you know, I appreciate that too. But, you know, I'm always grateful. I'm always blessed to even have whatever support that come my way. Even people I just met, you know, I've definitely met, a lot of people, a lot of awesome, mentors and things along the way. And, I appreciate that, everything that I was, even if it's a reminder, like, you can do this or don't forget that, or even people who push me to do networking events because that was not my thing. You know, I was a very shy person, but, you know, doing networking events and just being encouraged to, you know, go to different things and, you know, because you have to network. You know, people need to know about you. So definitely a big thank you for that. Because it helps you grow. It helps you grow as a business. Even though as nervous as I get, even to this day, doing things, it just shows that you're, you know, you're doing things out of your comfort zone and you're growing. Because if you're too comfortable, it won't really mean much.
Right. And we want to always, we never want to stop learning and we never want to stop
mm-hmm.
Growing because you could be stagnant right. in life and that's not really a good place to be. Now, I know that the world mm-hmm. is constantly changing and things are opening up a little bit more now. Are there, mm-hmm. are there any upcoming events or that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be something. But actually, I have an event with my business partners next weekend. It's going to be in Hamden, Connecticut. So it's a spring small business expo weekend. But we're going to have one back and forth. You know, in the city and then back and forth in Connecticut. And I'm also working on a couple of projects that I have coming up and also working with my my cousin, you know, on his business as well. So a lot of stuff. Always busy. But they can definitely, you know, contact me on Facebook or, you know, send me a DM if they, you know, want to come by or if they know people that would like to come by and support. We'll definitely appreciate that.
Awesome. Once again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Patrice Forbes is here with us, Honor Thy Sweets. You still have a few minutes to give us a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a brief break and come back, and we're going to prepare to conclude this particular session. Stay tuned. I'm next. Once again, we're back. Patrice Forbes, from Harlem, New York, Anna Thy Sweets, and she has shared with us this hour. And you've told us that, yes, you can overcome obstacles of depression, and, you know, everybody has their own personal story and journey and testimony. And so, once again, we want you to give us your concluding remarks, words of encouragement, your information, and then we'll conclude this episode. Once again, tell our listeners how they can contact you as well.
So my business number is 315-600-8513. My website is www.honorthysweets.com. You can also find me on Facebook as Honor Thy Sweets LLC and on Instagram at Honor Thy Sweets. Closing remarks, I just want to say, if anybody, you know, is thinking about opening a business, just do it. You know, I say do it because, you know, you're going to learn so much. You know, like I said before, you're going to learn who your friends are, you know, who you are, and then you will realize that you deal with a lot of things a lot better than what you probably had thought. You know, you will always want to keep pushing no matter what. And also supporting other businesses. You know, when you support other businesses, then you're going to get support as well. You know, is that, I guess, laws of attraction, you know, what you put out there is what you get. But, you know, of course, always do things with good intentions. You don't want to do anything, you know, halfway or, you know, because you want to put as much effort as you can into it. But just keep pushing. You know, it's going to get better. You know, it's going to get easier. And, you know, it's going to be all right, you know, as long as you keep the faith and you know that God will always have your back.
Well said. Well, Patrice, we thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon, taking time out of your busy schedule and out of your baking schedule as well. And certainly we encourage our listeners to contact Patrice and to make an order. And certainly I'm going to make my order as well. And I want kind of, can we get like a, is there like a sampler combination that we could get or something like that?
Yeah, we could talk about that. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, and then you can let me know what you want. All right. So we're going to get together a sampler, and certainly in the future when we have time, because we don't want to do anything last minute, we'll make sure that somebody is a recipient in a future episode of Honor Thy Sweets, because certainly we want the world to know that you are out there. And we want the world to know that, listen, life is sometimes bitter, but listen, there's a sweet part of life, and certainly we all
look forward
and to the sweet part of life, to better days, because we know that we have to just keep the faith and trust and believe. And listen, just, I think you said it, just do it, right? And so we have to just do it. Don't hesitate too long. Don't, what do they say? If you study long, you study wrong, or you think too long, you think wrong. So those are all things that our parents and grandparents have said to us, and certainly they have proven to be true. And so we thank God for those nuggets. Remember, we're on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple iTunes. So immediately following this at the 2 p.m. hour, you can listen to the entire episode at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And unless you have something else to say, we're going to conclude with prayer and Yolanda Adams Through the Storm. So once again,
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. No, I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. And certainly check out Honor Thy Sweets on our social media. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to share with the world the gift that you have given Patrice Forbes. We pray that some lives were touched by the words of encouragement that she gave us today, to keep the faith through every storm, through every situation, through depression,
we pray, God, that there's someone out there listening today that may be experiencing some form of depression. They may be suicidal. They may be lost. They may be ready to give up hope. But, God, we thank you for being our hope. We thank you for being our strength. And we ask, God, that you move by your Spirit, continue to watch over us, continue to keep us under your blood. We pray now that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls are. Thy sweets touches many people around the world. We thank you, God, for increase, for you said you bless us in the city and the field, our going out and our coming in. We thank you for every financial blessing on today, and we thank you for every financial burden that has been lifted. And we thank you because it's all possible because you sent your Son, Jesus the Christ. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Safety amen. While riding through the storm. God bless you. Join us every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time.